Joe Biden lets China slide in State of the Union address. By Christina Wong on March 2, 2022. President Joe Biden went after Russian President Vladimir Putin hard during his State of the Union address on Wednesday, but withheld harsh words for Chinese President Xi Jinping, whose goal is for China to supplant the United States as the world superpower and whose government was responsible for not controlling the coronavirus outbreak within its borders. Despite spending a significant portion of his address on Putin and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Biden addressed China only once, in the context of touting the passage of bipartisan infrastructure legislation. "I've told Xi Jinping it's never been a good bet to bet against the American people," he said. He touted his clean energy agenda, and said pushed for the passage of another bill that he said would level the playing field with China and other competitors. "That's why it's so important to pass the Bipartisan Innovation Act sitting in Congress that will make record investments in emerging technologies and American manufacturing. We used to invest almost 2% of our GDP in research and development. We don't now. Can't, China is," he said. Even CNN commentators noted the soft approach Biden took towards China. CNN senior political correspondent said during the cable network's coverage of the address that Biden's speech largely omitted China. "He did not mention China really tonight, which is surprising, given how important he views China in the big scheme of things, in terms of authoritarianism versus democracies," Phillips said. She added, "and that has to do with Ukraine, too. I think the White House is treading very carefully when it comes to China. They don't want to antagonize China. They want China to help rein Putin in." It is not the first time Biden and his administration have been accused of being soft on China. The Biden administration reportedly initially lobbied against legislation that would prohibit Chinese exports to the U.S. made with Uyghur slave labor. Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute, GAI, President Peter Schweitzer detailed in depth the Biden family's deals with Chinese businessmen linked to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, in his recently published book Red Handed: How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. Schweitzer, in a recent interview on the Dan Bongino show, said the Biden family corruption goes beyond mere crony capitalism and may actually be a Chinese intelligence operation. "What we found is that in every single deal they got, there was a businessman who made it happen, who, as the kids would say, made it rain," Schweitzer said. "Every single one of those businessmen has links to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence, meaning the Vice Minister for State Security, the family of the former Minister of State Security." He added, "The story of the Bidens and their Chinese deals is no longer just a story of corruption and cronyism. It is a story of a Chinese intelligence operation. And we have got to get to the bottom of if the Bidens are compromised and how badly are they compromised." Some Republican lawmakers have called for those ties to be investigated. Schweitzer has also detailed how the corruption has extended to corporations and the media. In a recent interview with Fox News' Tucker Carlson, Schweitzer explained China's strategy of elite capture. "You know, the United States is our rival, even our enemy. Instead of going head-to-head with it, why don't we just kind of pay off certain elements of the leadership? If we can capture them with sweetheart deals, with other benefits, we can effectively lobotomize the United States by making them unresponsive to our threat." So that became very clear, just looking at the Chinese literature. "And then on the American side, I wanted to look at not just people in Washington, D.C. You know, political families like the Bidens who are kind of grubbing for money, you know, all the time, because they don't have a lot." Schweitzer said he also found Bill Gates and a lot of the people in the tech world have this sort of weird admiration for what they call the efficiency of the Chinese dictatorship. In a recent interview on Schweitzer's podcast, Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow also noted how establishment media outlets have been captured by the CCP, since their parent companies benefit from business in China. "Every single one of those corporations to one degree or another wants that sweet, sweet commie cash. And once you understand that, you understand so much of what is being reported and why we're decades behind in terms of identifying and challenging the threat of communist China," Marlow said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.